And welcome. It is Tuesday and time for Digging the Dirt. I'm today's host, Kate Brister. It's my pleasure today to welcome the members of the North Coast Food Web, Kristen Frost Albrecht, Renya Yishti, and Jennifer Rasmussen, here today to talk about fantastic things going on with what's going on in North Coast Food, the River People's Market, Mobile Gardens, the North Coast Food Guide, summer programs for youth. It's a full program today. I want to welcome you here today, and I want to get right to the Mobile Gardens because you have a unique opportunity for people to call in today to support a unique project. And I want to get right to that. Jennifer, welcome.
Thank you, Kate. It's good to be here. So with the Mobile Garden Project, basically what we're doing is we're putting gardens in recycled shopping carts. And this way, they're mobile, so you can move them around to catch all the little bits of sun that we get here on the North Coast. And we're lending these gardens out to schools and different community members. And different classrooms across the county have adopted them. We've gotten over 50 carts donated for our project already, and about 35 of them have been built and are out there growing wonderful produce, pounds and pounds of lettuce and kale and different edible flowers. And we have carrots and peas growing. So
these are literally gardens in shopping carts. Jennifer came to a Master Gardener meeting just this last week. We had a meeting of the board of the Clatsop County Master Gardeners, and we saw a wonderful, about 3-minute presentation that you can also see on YouTube about just how much and how easily produce can be grown in shopping carts. It was fantastic, but I was walking along the Riverwalk the other night, and I saw an abandoned shopping cart by the side, and it really, really was a temptation not to take that thing. I know what can be done with this.
Right.
So how do you gather your materials to be able to present these gardens to schools and such?
Well, for the shopping carts, we wrote a couple letters. New Seasons has been a big supporter. We wrote to them, and they donated about 30 shopping carts to us, and we gathered a bunch when the old Joann's closed in town here, and then other shopping carts have been donated to the food bank, who has given them to us for the project. So in a variety of ways, none of them have been stolen or just kind of like found on the street.
And children, we do not encourage you to do this even for a good cause. And tell us about the fundraiser that's on their website right now that's kickstarting this project.
Okay, so there's this online fundraising site called kickstarter.com. It's kickstarter.com. And the idea there is that anybody can put a project up there and ask people to pledge to fund the project. And so we've put up our project, and we're trying to raise $30,000 to expand our project. We've had so much success with it so far, and would love to see it in more schools and in retirement homes and just in at people's houses and everywhere, because it's such an easy way for anybody to grow food here. And then also to hire a coordinator so that the project runs smoothly and that all the carts are taken care of.
Tell us how people can, if they donate online, they can find your project directly. Mm-hmm. And what kind of things will that go to? How is that money managed?
So the money will go towards more materials for the project and to pay for the coordinator. And you can find it. We have a link to it from our website, northcoastfoodweb.org.
Okay, that's great. Well, one thing I want to stress, too, is to drive people to your website to see the wonderful videos that the North Coast Food Web has out. You can see the gardens in action in schools. You can hear Jennifer and Kristen Renya talk about these things. They're terrific videos. I want to talk now for a minute about the River People Farmers Market that's coming to us now. It's getting active again. Kristen, what can you tell us about that?
Well, we're pretty excited. We're entering into our second season, and we start this Thursday, which is June 21st. So I think it's the first day of summer, and we hope it will be summer on Thursday. our hours are going to be 3 to 6, and we have a great lineup of local vendors. So this is an all food market. And one of the coolest features of our market, besides the really fabulous local food, is the fact that we do a SNAP match program. And SNAP is food stamps. And so if people want to come and spend their food stamps at the market, we make that possible for them. And what's even better is that if they spend $10 on their Oregon Trail card at our market, we give them another $10 in tokens to be used at the market. So for $10, they get $20 worth of fabulous fresh local food.
Wow, what an opportunity to get good nutrition and fresh. That's one of the complaints about feeding people nutritionally, is that it's too expensive, it's too difficult. You can only find it at certain kinds of ritzy markets, and that's just not true. It's right here, and being supported with these vouchers. Isn't Women's, Infants, and Children, the WIC
yes,
program, involved as well?
We also take WIC, and then there's a program called Farm Direct Nutrition Programs. And so this year, that's expanded considerably, and so our vendors all take that as well. And we did a huge business in that last year. I mean, people found us. They love that. And I think I want to put in a plug, too, just for the nutritional benefit, as you mentioned, for local food. The food that's grown close to us is, I believe, a lot more nutritionally beneficial because it hasn't had to travel. So you get maximum health benefits out of this local food that you're getting from our farmers right here in the Astoria mm-hmm. area in Clatsop County. So I just can't stress that enough. So if people can just come and taste it. We have kind of a kale campaign going on.
I've been seeing that. I love kale buttons. All of you around
that
town.
Would be us. Mm-hmm. Kale's one of those superfoods. And we have some of our farmers that produce the most awesome kale imaginable. I mean, it truly, don't you think, tastes different. It's so, it's almost sweet. Mm-hmm. For kale. So a lot of the kale you get that's traveled for a long distance, it almost is a little bitter. Ours is amazing. And people who always thought that they didn't like kale, they try our local kale and they go, whoa, this stuff is amazing. So I that is one of those foods like collard greens. I think it has about the highest nutritional value out of almost any vegetable. I mean, it's just a fabulous food.
You know, if we could get the point across that even in a very small plot, a shopping cart or a very small place, you can grow a fairly good variety of those kinds of deep green vegetables that have the most nutrition and will really boost your family's diet input. And it doesn't take a lot of space or a lot of effort. Those seem to be vegetables that do well here. And what about the kids that see these things going? You know, we talk about kale and all these different kinds of vegetables, but isn't it so much easier to get kids to eat what they're growing themselves, Renia?
Oh, absolutely. And one of the most fun things that we've been doing this year is, for me at least, is a lot of cooking with young people. And so, for instance, we were able to come into the schools, into the health class. We were invited into the freshman health class this year at Astoria High School. And all the kids had chipped in a little bit of money at the beginning of the year to be able to buy groceries. And so we were able to buy really good local produce. We got kale and we got potatoes from all grown in the county. And that whole day we cooked up kale braised in apple cider, and we made hash browns with local potatoes, and we just had a great time. And man, I've never seen so many people sitting around eating kale and liking it. And so now, you know, have people all over the county growing little gardens, a lot of students involved in growing gardens that are so prolific at this point that we're able to harvest those greens and bring them to places like Meals on Wheels and feed many, many other people as well.
Oh, that's
so
fantastic.
It's really fun.
Well, talk a little bit about teaching people how to prepare fresh vegetables from their gardens. I know you're working with children, and people come to the market and mm-hmm. they want to see this. They see the bok choy. They see something that maybe they haven't used before. There's opportunities to learn how to prepare these vegetables easily, are there, on your website?
Well, and one really cool thing is at the market, we have a market cafe mm-hmm. that actually it's Rod Nichols and Marianne Myers, who are phenomenal cooks, and they shop the market They shop from our local farmers. They buy the fresh produce, the fresh meat, the fresh seafood, and then they prepare meals right there at the market. So our customers can come and watch what you can do with fresh produce right there at the market, every market. And then they can, if they choose to, buy it to eat themselves and try it. So we like to think that that's a really great way for people to learn. And then we'll be doing some demos at the market as well. So we'll try and feature different vegetables and new ways for people to prepare. A lot of our farmers also bring their own recipes. If they have a special thing, I know that Lazy Creek Farms, Gary Sunderland, last year grew some really cool carrots. They were multicolored.
Those were beautiful carrots.
Beautiful. And he had this fabulous carrot and carrot top soup recipe that really people just loved. And he passed out those recipes. If you bought his carrots, you got that recipe. And so that was kind of fun too. So people that come to this market can really, there are a lot of people they can talk to about how to cook things.
Oh, that's great. Tell us again when the hours of the market are, when we can find that and where.
So the market itself runs from 3 to 6 every Thursday, starting this Thursday, June 21st through October 4th. And the cafe, the market cafe, starts at 1 o'clock every Thursday. So people can come and eat at the market while the market's getting set up from 1 o'clock, and it'll be open from 1 o'clock to 6 o'clock.
That's terrific. We're going to take a short break here and let everybody regroup and get a little drink of water, and then we will be right back. This is Digging the Dirt. I'm your host for today, Kate Brister, with Kristen Frost Albrecht, Rania Ishti, and Jennifer Rasmussen. We are back here with Dig in the Dirt. I'm joined this morning by the ladies of the Northwest Food
Northwest Food Web.
North Coast Food Web. How easy is this? I try to overcomplicate it. Kristen Frost Albrecht, Rania Ishti, and Jennifer Rasmussen. I want to talk about the summer youth programs because there are many of them and so terrific around here in the North Coast. Who wants to field that for me?
I will begin.
Rania, thank you.
So we have a lot of different youth outreach going on because we feel that's a really important part of building a strong food community and really getting to the heart of food security here is education. One of our projects this summer, which is very exciting, is that we've partnered with the local food bank out in Warrenton and also with 4-H, and we've been able to put together a young farmers group. And so we have a group of kids from Astoria and from Seaside and from Warrenton, from the area. And each young farmer has been given a plot of land, a very small plot of land, in a big garden that's been made out at the food bank in the last couple of weeks. And it's a sort of a microfinance project as well. And so each young farmer is given a plot of land. They're able to envision what they would like to grow and produce, and they can make their produce into whatever they'd like as well, and then develop a business plan to sell these things at the Thursday market. And so they're involved from seed all the way to selling it to their customers, and they can work together as a team however they want to design their business. And it's really, really an awesome opportunity for everyone.
Have you seen some of these little entrepreneur gardeners start to come? I mean, have groups actually started doing this yet?
Yes, we have a group actively doing this right now. They've been planting things. They're not going to be selling at the first market, but they're going to be selling pretty soon. And it's just wonderful to watch people
exciting.
Blossom, you know? You give them this opportunity, and it's really fabulous what ideas come out of it. So that's one of our projects this summer.
And what about maybe older? They're not adult gardeners, they're not the tiny children. What kind of things can you do with teenagers and older kids?
Well, this project is with...
Is for older
for
children?
For 16 to about 20-year-olds, I think, is what we have in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the population that I work with the most. And, man, it's fun because you can do so much, you know. These people are able to do incredible projects and they have incredible ideas and they have the power and the self-esteem to go out and do it as well. So they can make a community garden, they can grow a bunch of food, they can teach a class, they can, and they've been doing all these things and working. It's an excellent age group also to connect to all the other age groups because they're so great with younger kids and they're so great to go into old folks' homes. And, you know, we've had groups of kids go in and do plant part roll-ups with young students at Lewis and Clark, and I've had other groups of kids go into old folks' homes and make smoothies for Christmas. And
what a wonderful community connection.
Yeah, it's a really great way just to build community and get to hang out all together as well. And, you know, food's at the heart of so many community gatherings that it just makes sense.
Yeah, it does. I want to encourage you to go to their website and check out these wonderful videos. They're on YouTube, and you can find them directly on the website, and it will show some of these young gardeners in action. You'll hear Kristen, Jennifer, and Renya talk about these individual projects and see the plants. You'll see what's actually going on, and it's very exciting.
And that website is northcoastfoodweb.org.
northcoastfoodweb.org. So we've got a River People's Market coming up. What are you really working on right now in the remaining days of June? What's up for you and most on your list?
I'm really occupied a lot with the mobile garden still at this point. We have them out in so many different schools, and we have a lot of different families who are attempting to adopt them for the summer so that they're all taken care of, and then the schools can take them back again in the fall. So kind of making sure that each of those carts that's been so well-loved and taken care of the last few weeks in schools are finding another family to host them for the summer is taking up a lot of time right now.
And how can someone just adopt a cart for the summer?
You sure can. Yeah, give us a call at the OSU Extension office, 503-325-8573, or send us an email or contact us somehow and we'll get you a cart if you want one.
So you could call up and you could actually have your own little mobile garden. This is so nifty because you can have your plants and literally follow the sun around, and then the organization will gather them up again in the fall to prepare them for the kids to come back at school. Is that correct?
That's right.
Oh, that's super. Yeah. So, Kristen, what can we look for this week at the farmers market?
Well, I can. Would you like to hear a list of the vendors?
Absolutely.
So we have 46 North Farm, who is going to be bringing beautiful produce and a few plant starts. We have the Blue Scorcher Bakery that we all love and adore. Skippin' Unbrand Seafood, and they have such a fabulous array of fresh seafood as well as smoked. And then Lazy Creek Farm, and he does these amazing carrots, and I love his potatoes. Islands Inn Farm. Oh, Islands Inn Farm has so many things. They cover the gamut, plus they do their own sauerkraut and their jams and jellies. And then Meadow Creek Farm is our, they do sustainably raised lamb and beef, and we'll be featuring them at our market cafe as well in hamburgers and a bratwurst. Love Warrior Gardens, that's Brooke, and Brooke is our she's doing tinctures as well as pesto. She makes the most incredible kale pesto. And then A&B Farms, they bring a beautiful array of berries. Strawberries are in season right now. And I believe they've got the first of their raspberries coming on.
They're so good.
And then Fred's Homegrown Farm. Well, I have to put in a plug for Fred's kale. It is truly awesome kale. Mm-hmm. And then we have Juice Box. That's Tally Spiller, and she does these great juice drinks out of fresh fruits. And then Astoria Co-op will have a booth there. And then our North Coast Young Farmers will be coming very soon. And also we'll have Seed and Soul, who are doing some plant starts too. They're out there close to Warrenton. So all of these farmers I just want to mention too are within a really close radius I love that about this market. They're not driving hundreds of miles. They're just right here. They're our neighbors and friends and family.
That's great. And that's located, again, on the corner of
13th and Duane, right across from the co-op and in the Astoria Indoor Garden parking lot. And you'll see us setting up. We're a very visible market. We have beautiful flags and
lots of bright colors.
Lots of bright colors. And as soon as the cafe is up and running, the smells are incredible. So
that's terrific. And I believe the Oregon Master Gardeners do a booth to answer plant questions there at the River People's Farmers Market. You really do need to check it out. It's a terrific, terrific midweek farmer market. I want to talk for a minute about what people, if they do are able to adopt one of your mobile carts and take them, what are you going to suggest? How much actual pounds of produce? What can you really suggest?
You know, it's such a new project. We've just gotten started with it this year, and we're still in the phases of kind of experimenting to find out just how much produce we can grow. Mm-hmm. But all of our carts that we have planted so far are just overflowing right now with lettuces and kales, and it's more than we can use ourselves, and mm-hmm. more than we can use in the classroom. So I don't have an exact number of pounds for you, but
of course not. But it seems to me that even if you were a beginning gardener and didn't really want to take on the whole thing of, you know, tilling land and the whole expense of getting started, this would be a really good way for an apartment dweller, for someone who's brand new to gardening, mm-hmm. to just try this one thing.
Absolutely.
And absolutely talk about easy to work with, because you can move the garden out of the way
right. When
you can't have it around. And so I really encourage people to check this out.
And we do know that it's possible to grow a lot of food in these gardens. It kind of started from this idea. Kristen read an article a while ago about how to grow 100 pounds of potatoes in a 2x2 square foot area.
Wow.
And that kind of blossomed into becoming this mobile thing. And then we got all of these shopping carts and it turned into a different project. But we think it would be possible to probably grow about 100 pounds of potatoes in one of the shopping carts.
Well, I would think so, considering just how much, you know, I'm a master gardener, but I'm not a great gardener. And even my pathetic little potatoes, I was amazed how much you really could yield if you just planted them right. You could get a tremendous amount in a small mm-hmm. space, and it was more than my husband and I could certainly use.
Right.
Well, intensive vegetable planting, we're actually going to get some help from the small farms at OSU Small Farms to find out exactly, because we think it would be worth really finding out what would do best. I mean, how mm-hmm. much could the yield, what would feed a family of four? Mm-hmm. And you know, it might be four carts, but maybe it'd be only two. So it's an interesting project for us in terms of now the next step and the research involved.
And more than just growing food, too, it's such a fun project and really just charismatic. Each of the carts has its own name that the kids get to pick a name for their cart, or whoever plants it picks a name for it. And the kids get really attached to them. So we have peas and thank you and take me for a spinach. And there's one at the high school named Gunter, which
Gunter and Copernicus live at Gray School Alternative School. They're doing very well.
Very cool.
And the kids ask Renya every day, oh, how's Gunter doing today? Yeah, we checked on Gunter. And, you know, it's really sweet how the kids fall in love with them. And we've seen the kids doing, like, relay races with them and taking them for a walk and getting a little bit of exercise in, too, which is another kind of fun aspect of the project. So.
We're hoping at the end of the year, and maybe in association with the market, that we can have a mobile garden parade. And so any mobile gardens that are within walking distance can gather at the market, and then we'll go for a walk together on the river walk. And I mean, I think it would be quite the sight. We've already had kids come over and take walks on the river walk with some of the carts.
Okay, and we have to have hats. We have to have big garden hats.
Yes. It just begs costumes, doesn't it?
Now.
Yes, I can see it. That might kind of line up with our kale festival, which we're also talking about putting on a kale festival. Maybe it needs to be kale and mobile garden festival.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fast. It's a new fast food movement.
Yeah. As fast as you can walk with a car.
Right.
Oh, I think that's a great idea. So we got about 3 minutes left, and I want to talk again about an opportunity that people have to learn more about your project, where to go, and then really, this is what's happening, this is where we are, this is where you find us.
All right, so you want to go to www.northcoastfoodweb.org and follow the link to our Kickstarter campaign. You can check out the video there, make your donation there. We have a variety of different levels of pledges that you can make with a different prize or reward for each one. We have almost $3,000 raised so far, and we need $30,000 by June 29th at 5 p.m. And if we don't get all that money then we don't get any of the money. That's kind of the trick with Kickstarter. So go to northcoastfoodweb.org now and check out our Kickstarter campaign and make a pledge.
And Renya, you've got your gardens for the teenagers and young adults going. Is it too late for anyone to get involved? Can you still take people who are interested and
Absolutely.
Want to participate?
Absolutely. And if you're out there listening and this sounds like a project for you, give us a call at the extension office. That's 503-325-8573. And you can ask for Renya and I will fix you up.
That'll be great. And Kristen, will we be seeing you this Thursday at the River People's Market?
You'll be seeing all of us at the River People Farmers Market. And we would so love to have everybody come out and enjoy good food and just come. We'll have great music. So hope to see you there.
Well, that sounds great. I want to take just a few just a moment here to talk about the North Coast Food Web. By supporting their project, you're not only supporting this project in this area, but you're helping out the local community in general, the economy, and organic agriculture. And the scale and mobility of the project suit our community's size, our housing conditions, our limited access to sunlight. And the Mobile Garden Project helps allow folks who previously had no access to growing their own food to experience that joy. And this combined with the fantastic, charismatic nature, as Jennifer said, of each project, really promotes community involvement and an access on to local foods, physical fitness, empowerment, stewardship. What else? What more could you want? It has been my absolute pleasure to have these three ladies here with me this morning, Kristen Frost Albrecht, Renya Ishti, and Jennifer Rasmussen. And say that name one more time for me.
North Coast Food Web.
North Coast Food Web. And I'm Kate Brister. I've been today's host for Digging the Dirt. It's my pleasure to be with you. If you have any questions, by all means, log on to our website at coastradio.org. We'll have a repeat of this show this evening, and it'll be up on our website. And we wish you mucho happy gardening.